Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
The Morrison government has relaxed application requirements and visa criteria for international students to ensure Australia remains a priority destination for overseas students. Now, with the temporary graduate visa, international students have an opportunity to access longer stay in Australia to gain valuable work experience and explore a pathway to permanent residency. The post-study workstream of the temporary graduate visa, also known as Subclass 485 visa, allows international students who have graduated from an Australian tertiary institution to stay in Australia and gain work experience after completing their studies. Sydney-based migration agent Alice Wong explains.
The post-study work visa is for overseas students who have applied for their first student visa to Australia on or after the 5th of November 2011. And when they finish or complete at least a bachelor or higher degree level of studies in Australia, they are able to apply for the 485 visa within 6 months of completing their studies in Australia.
Alice Wong says that the duration of your post-study work visa depends on your qualifications.
If the students complete a bachelor or a master degree by coursework, then they are able to request a two-year visa. If they complete a master degree by research, the 485 visa can be granted for up to 3 years. And if the students complete a PhD degree in Australia, then the initial 485 visa can be granted for up to 4 years.
The Department of Home Affairs has made amendments to application requirements and visa criteria for all 485 visa streams to assist international students impacted by COVID-19 travel restrictions. Neil Consultancy's migration agent Niraj Shrestha says that before February 2020, it was a requirement for a 485 visa applicant to be in Australia when applying for the visa as well as at the time of the visa grant. Now, international students can do so while they're offshore.
Because of the pandemic, the international students have been hit hard. They were about to finish like one or two semesters left, and they were on a holiday or they were back home to see their families. And now, you know, because of the border control, they couldn't come back. But, you know, because of the such changes, now they can apply 485. And, you know, when the border is open, they can come back to Australia.
Another important change is making a second post-study work visa available for those 485 visa holders who lived and studied in regional Australia. Mr. Shrestha notes that the second post-study work visa is a huge incentive for many of his clients.
Now, you know, effective from 20th of January 2021, the 485 visa holder, if they are eligible, then they can apply for second 485 visa. If they have been living continuously in a regional center or in a regional area, then they may be eligible to extend either 1 year or 2 years, the same subclass visa.
Applicants applying for the second 485 visa need have completed their studies in a regional institution and they need to live for at least 2 years in a regional area immediately before applying for their second post-study work visa. Alice Wong says that regional Australia includes all of Australia except Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane.
There are two categories of regional area. One is called regional centre and the other one is regional area. The city of Perth and the city of Adelaide can be considered as the regional center. Also, the regional center actually includes a lot of area. For example, Wollongong, Newcastle in New South Wales can be considered as a regional center as well.
Mr. Shrestha says the post-study workstream's primary applicant can bring their immediate family members who will also have complete study and work rights.
They can go and get married. And they can bring their family members. And once the visa is granted, they will have the same condition as the primary applicant. And the other good thing about 485 visa is, you know, there is no limit, the work restrictions. There is no restrictions. So you can work full-time or you can work part-time.
Niraj Shrestha mainly works with international students from Nepal, India, Bangladesh and Pakistan. Some of them are seriously considering studying in regional Australia because it may help their pathway to permanent residency.
And the reason the graduate visa was introduced, we call it temporary visa, is a pathway to permanent visa. So I believe this is a very, very good incentive for, you know, especially for international students to go and study in a regional area.
The other stream of the visa, the graduate work stream, is valid for 18 months. The occupation you nominate must be on the skilled occupation list and a skills assessment must be passed.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.